On my message board in the kitchen, I have a piece from a newspaper which was written, I was surprised when I looked at it today, written almost 10 years ago now, with the headline, Too Old to be Told. And it refers to an article from the Royal College of Psychiatrists saying that over 65s should be screened for alcohol abuse. Well, as you can imagine, there are quite a few comments from over 65s in the paper, not all complimentary to the Royal College of Psychiatrists. Some are funny, others just musing on life. One lady wrote, "Last time I was in the town centre on a Saturday night, I don't recall seeing 75-year-olds tottering drunk and half-naked on their stilettos. How things must have changed." But my favourite, and that's why I've kept the article these years, is from a bloke who writes, "Life's journey is not to arrive at the grave safely in a well-preserved body, but rather to skid in sideways, totally worn out, shouting, 'What a ride!'" And I like that because it sees life as an adventure, something I've always believed in. For as the man said, "You'll be long enough dead." Every adventure has to start with the word yes before the first step of the journey can be taken. And if someone asks you to join them on an adventure, after the initial excitement, most people would want to ask questions, usually about the risks involved. And there are lots of incidences in the Bible of God choosing fairly insignificant people for a divine purpose, and most of them, it's fair to say, are quite surprised that they've been chosen. Some want proof, like Gideon. Gideon wanted the dew at dawn to fall only on the fleeces that he laid out, which he did. But then, not content with that, he asked God to make the dew on the next day fall only on the ground and not on the fleeces, and it did. Even their greatest leader, Moses, expressed doubt about God's ability to bring freedom for his people and to guarantee their safety. Mary was different. There were many ways she could have reacted, including the response, "Not me, Lord," given her fear of being found to be pregnant before marriage. And what about the awesome reality of hearing from Gabriel that of all the women that ever lived, you have been singled out by God, if you just happen to be a simple village girl going about your chores with no illusions of grandeur? Amazingly, and no doubt under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, she responds by saying, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done to me according to your word." There's no asking for proof, there's no asking for guarantees or explanations, just a simple yes. So began Our Lady's great adventure. She is the first Christian to engage in the adventure of faith, and what an adventure it turned out to be. Fraught with danger from the very beginning, when to avoid the murder of her child, she became a refugee in a foreign country. That heart-stopping moment of every parent's life when her young son went missing in the big city. The horror of seeing the man she'd given life to, fed and nourished for 30 years, tortured and put to death in the most excruciating way known to man. But finally, the triumph of witnessing his resurrection and being present at the birth of the church when the Holy Spirit came down upon her and the apostles at Pentecost. We know all that story about Our Lady, but the lovely thing is that her adventure did not finish with being assumed body and soul into heaven. As you know from the cross, Jesus gave her to us to be our mother too, a role which she continues to play as, like any mother, she watches over us and encourages us in our life's adventure. And because she's our mother, we have no problem asking her to intercede for us, especially when we are struggling. "Pray for us sinners," we say, "and at the hour of our death, just as no doubt you prayed for your son at the hour of his death." So Christmas is just around the corner now, so we should try to immerse ourselves in the human drama surrounding the birth of Jesus and see God's coming into our world as his great adventure, in which he works, moves and shows himself in ways that our dreams and well-thought-out plans could never imagine. Who but God could have thought of a virgin birth? Who but God could make his promise to build David a house that would extend into the future and last forever, come to fulfillment in a dusty little room in an obscure little village by relying on the words of a young girl who described herself as lowly and humble of heart, but whom from that day forward all nations now call blessed?